We always say we got our start in the bathroom because we would be getting ready for school in the mornings, and one of us would have a song stuck in her head, either from church or school, and absentmindedly, honestly, the others knew the song. And so as we're brushing teeth or fixing our hair, sharing a bathroom, we would just kind of all be humming and singing and putting in harmony parts. And my mom heard us, and next time we went to our grandparents, would say, "Girls, what is that song you were singing? Sing that for your grandparents." And being typical kids, we would say, "Oh, Mom, you know, we're in the middle of a game, or I'm watching a movie here." And she would say, "Nope, come on, you know, come sing for your grandparents before we leave." And after several instances of that, always hesitantly going forward, but then after my sisters and I would sing, we would poke each other and say, "Why do you give Mom such a hard time? That was really fun." You know, knowing all the while, we had all given her the hard time. So that's how it started. And then I know we started singing at our church just for, you know, special music. Then friends asked if we would sing at their church special music. And I remember at the end of one of those times that people came up to us and said, "Do you all have a CD?" And I remember my reaction was looking at them and thinking, I mean, I said no. And then I thought, I mean, do you have a CD? Does everyone have CDs now? You know, is that what's... I just didn't know. I had no forward thinking at all towards that. And, but we thought, well, that must be the next step. If people are asking for it, maybe we should look into making a CD. So we, the night before we were to record a few songs, and we were just singing to tracks, other people's music. Again, trying to get out of it, we were complaining to our mom and just saying, you know, we only have two songs. That's dumb. We should have three songs. And we don't have a third song. And she said, "Well, don't complain to me. You know, if you don't, go look through your tracks, go see what you have." And we were like, "No, we don't want to sing a track song. If we wanted to do anything, we'd rather sing a song of our own the night before." And she said, "Well, then go write one." And we did. That's the funny thing. And it took shape. It was a song that Ariana had written piano music for when she was six. And then it was 6 years later, and we put words to it that night and recorded it the next morning. And so that was the beginning. We had just a three-song demo. And I went off to college, and as I was finishing my senior year of college, got the name for the band, Warrior Poets. And basically, Warrior Poets is the dichotomies of this life, the opposites that work together and make us who we are, the things we fight against to be better people or better communities or better families, is the warrior part, of course. But even though we hold on to those as tenacious truths, you can't always lead out with that because that's offensive, and you wouldn't want someone to come to you in a dogmatic fashion either. I wouldn't. So it's the poet inside all of us that has to take the core heart of who we are and then translate that into a way that's other people understand, you know, in love. And so that's Warrior Poets, and we just happen to do that through music. So since then, we have three albums that we have written. We have played all our instruments on the third album, which we recorded in Nashville. We were living in New England at the time, so it was a 15-hour drive one way, and we had that route down, I'll tell you what. Our music has taken us coast to coast, from Maine to Florida, New York City to Washington State, all in the middle. We've had just under 100 concerts in a year, and we've been independent thus far with booking our own tours, writing our music, traveling. And we have had the opportunity to have very talented musicians join us, drummers or mandolin players, bass players, guitar, lead guitar players. But the core has always been Alicia and Ariana and myself. So that's Warrior Poets. Not really in a nutshell, but then if you asked Alicia, you'd get it in a nutshell, but you asked me. So you get the long version.